The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We've talked quite a bit over the past few months, this past year actually, about education. Of course, we had some interesting races for school board all around the state. Probably more candidates running for school board this past year than ever. And you had parties getting involved. The Republican Party, even though most of these school board races are nonpartisan, you had Republican organizations recruiting candidates, recruiting conservatives to serve on school boards, and many of them were successful. Because we read every day stories of our kids literally being indoctrinated. There's a great new piece that you can find from our friends at Pimount of Promise Institute. You've heard me talking many times with Dr. Orrin Smith. Of course, Ellen Weaver just elected South Carolina Superintendent of Education. That's a great win for South Carolina education, a big loss for Pimount of Promise. But they got a great team over there that will continue the work. But they have a great piece on there about education. And how South Carolina is being targeted by national organizations to indoctrinate our students. Jonathan Butcher is the Will Skillman Fellow in Education at the Heritage Foundation. He's also a visiting fellow for education with the Palmetto Promise Institute. And we have Jonathan on our guest line this morning. Welcome. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Great to be with you.
It is a pleasure, and I appreciate what you guys do at the Heritage Foundation and your work at the Palmetto Promise Institute as well. Our education system is a bit scary these days for parents, isn't it? It seems that all these special interest groups believe that they know what's better for students than their parents.
Well, we have this perfect storm of reduced student achievement because of either COVID or, frankly, the low standards that had been set for many years by traditional schools. And then you have this material that you're describing that pushes racial discrimination through critical race theory and this very pernicious idea of gender ideology. And what some people may say is, well, hey, look, I mean, South Carolina doesn't have unions or a right-to-work state. Or they may say, well, South Carolina didn't do the Common Core. And, you know, what you have to realize is that teacher unions nationally have a significant influence on the material that teachers find online when they're looking for lesson plans and the design of some of these materials that come as a part of a school curriculum, right? Oftentimes those that are putting the material together, the teacher unions, you know, they will centralize either repositories where people can find this material. I mean, look, they support the Black Lives Matter Week of Action at school. They support the 1619 Project, which has been shown to be factually inaccurate. So even if you don't have a significant physical union presence in a state, they, you know, teacher unions and special interest groups that are their allies, like the National School Board Association, they all are influential.
Yeah. And how did we get to this point? Because, Jonathan, you know, I look at, I think back to when I was in school. And I think about some of the wonderful people who affected my life in so many ways. And then I hear stories, and my wife and I, we don't have kids. So I, fortunately, we haven't had to deal with this. But I listen to other parents and some of the horror stories that I hear of some of the teachers teaching their kids. How did we get to this point?
Well, I mean, look, fortunately, there are a lot of great schools in South Carolina, both public, private, and charter schools, especially. And I think that there are families who have been very happy with their assigned school for many years. But the fact is that there are others who haven't been, right? And we have to be real about the fact that during COVID, the percent of students earning D's and F's significantly increased. And then nationwide, the scores of students on national comparisons took a significant downturn. I mean, we're talking about scores on a national comparison that set kids back perhaps 30 years, right, compared to what students were scoring. So I think that this is in part, I think, due to being content with just the assigned school system. And I think because every child is different and has different needs, when you tell parents, hey, look, you don't have any other options. And I think because South Carolina did wait a long time to create a significant number of charter schools and really has still not offered a significant private school scholarship program like is in North Carolina, as well as Tennessee and in Florida and Mississippi. I mean, look, the states around us have either education savings accounts or private school scholarships or both, right? I mean, South Carolina has a small private school scholarship program for children with special needs, which is, you know, a tremendous benefit to those students. But when states like West Virginia and Arizona are adopting private school learning options for every child in the state, like Arizona just did, I mean, this is, you know, this is something that every state, right, should be offering, because not only are we looking to improve student achievement, but we want parents to be able to find the learning options that match their values, right?
Yeah.
If they're not happy with the use of, you know, the teaching of white supremacy or white privilege, or that every child who's an ethnic minority is a victim, they should be able to find a school that matches their values, right?
Right. Yeah. And don't you think that parents are starting to wake up? I mean, we saw that, as I mentioned a minute ago, we saw a record number of parents running for school board positions, back in November. Don't you think that they are starting to realize just what the schools are like, and they're wanting to get involved? Although you have some areas, you know, where the school systems are pushing back. But I think parents are to that point to where they are going to stand up for their kids now.
Well, and that's why this report from the Palmetto Promise Institute is so important, because the unions and special interest groups that have been pushing this radical ideology about white privilege and now about the concept of, quote, gender fluidity, where, you know, you can just sort of choose your gender, which leads children down a path of potentially taking, you know, puberty blocking hormone treatments and other interventions that can have lasting consequences. I mean, these are things that have serious lasting consequences for a child's life. Those groups, they're not backing off, right? And I think that needs to be a sign to families that this really is a radical movement that is trying to change the very nature of who Americans, you know, how we understand our national identity, right? Are we a nation that is based on slavery? Are we defined by slavery even today? Or is it the case that as a representative system, we adopted civil rights laws, as a culture, we reject racial discrimination? I mean, that's why every time there's a news article about something that happened that has a racial overtone to it, that people condemn it, right? That's because there's been a change in our consciousness about it. The sad fact of racial prejudice in humanity is something that we're going to have to fight because of, you know, I mean, look, people are imperfect and they are fallen. And so we have to condemn it every time we see it, but that doesn't make us systemically racist, but as a nation, right? And by the same token, I mean, these ideas of radical gender ideology, I mean, this is setting children on a course where they could have irreversible, potentially surgeries, where they could have body parts altered or removed, right? Without, I mean, these are minor children who just a few years ago learned to tie their shoes, and now we're saying at 10 years old, 9 years old, 11 years old, whatever, that they know enough that they can come to school and say, I want to go by a different gender, and if you don't call me, you know, by that, then, you know, you're somehow discriminating against me. When these children are obviously struggling, right, with some intellectual and emotional needs, and we should be compassionate and provide them the right kind of therapy and counseling to help them with their confusion. But we can't simply socially affirm them and set them off on a path where they're changing the rest of their life.
And certainly should not be encouraging these things without the parents' knowledge. I mean, the parents should be the first to know if a student approaches one of their teachers or counselors saying that they're troubled, that they're having issues. On our guest line this morning, Jonathan Butcher with the Heritage Foundation and also a visiting fellow for education with the Palmetto Promise Institute. If you'd like to read this, it's an important report here that the Palmetto Promise Institute has put together. It's online. You can just text the keyword education to our text line, 877-235-9405. Just text education. I'll send you a link to Palmetto Promise to their website. You can see this for yourself. It's titled Education or Indoctrination. Just text education to 877-235-9405. So, Jonathan, if a parent or a grandparent or an aunt or uncle or someone listening this morning, they hear us and they're a bit alarmed, but they should be. What's next? What should parents be aware of and what action should they be taking?
Well, I would say the first is that if they're not happy with their assigned school, that they should be able to look for either a local charter school or be able to talk to their advocacy groups like Palmetto Promise, and state lawmakers should be prepared to consider education savings accounts, which almost crossed the finish line this past legislative session. And then there is something called a Parent Bill of Rights that also South Carolina could be using now.
And I think we're going to see some good things going on in the South Carolina Department of Education with Ellen Weaver taking the helm pretty soon. So that's good news as well. If you'd like to read this report for yourself, and I promise you, if you have kids in school, you need to text the keyword education. I'll send you a link to the Palmetto Promise Institute website. Text education to 877-235-9405. There's some important stuff here. Jonathan, always a pleasure. Thank you for what you do, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.